The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour. Pretty sportsy, but it's a sportsy day. We're out here at 5 Under, which is a really, really cool place, and we had a lot of fun playing the golf game before we came on. Did a whopping 9 holes. Not a pleasant experience, but it was fun. So
it was just humbling, that's all.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of hard because I felt like the ball was going 50 yards shorter than it would in real life.
I felt that way, too. I was getting a little frustrating.
Yeah, and so that was an adjustment. And then I struggled with the putting, too. But then I kind of struggled with all of it.
We all struggled with putting, though.
Yeah, but it's a really cool setup, and they've got all kinds of games. If you want to
play footballs. Baseball, football, yeah soccer, hockey.
Yeah. So, and they've got date night on Thursdays, and you can get 2 hours of gameplay with an appetizer for $75.
Very cool.
So come on out on a date. It's a good idea.
And now I've got the Southwest chicken, so I can say the food is good.
You can't?
I can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the food is strong.
Yeah, I've on Barry Laminex, or as I like to call him, Barry Yamanash, on his recommendation, I'm going to try the egg rolls.
All right.
So,
just a programming note while we're talking about all those games. Pac-12 championship is on our air tonight. Tomorrow we'll have the Big 12 championship, the Baylor-Oklahoma game, and then we'll have the Ohio State-Wisconsin game tomorrow.
So. Awesome. So, plenty to listen to.
Yes, sir.
And I got to drive around a little bit tomorrow, so I'll be listening to some of the games. So, I have to take the wife to the airport, so I'll be listening to the game right about then.
There you go.
So, and by the way, UFC 245 next Saturday, no cover if you come out here, and they have a $3 menu for happy hour. So
very
plenty
cool.
of cool things. Also want to thank Coors Light, Miller Light for making all this possible. Our man Chip, who gets us out here to Beaumont. This is the last one of the year and probably the last one for a while. So happy to be out here. If you're in the area, come by and say hello. All right, let's go through the NFL games.
Let's do it.
For Sunday. And I think that's a pretty good slate. There's two or three really good games this week, starting with this one, Ravens at Bills. I really want to bet the Bills here.
I do, too.
It's
up to six now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can pull the trigger on it, but I'm really excited to watch this game. I think the Bills are an intriguing team, and the Ravens have just been housing everybody.
Yeah, I'd be on the Bills at seven. It's six. It's a no play for me, but the Bills, it boils down to if the Bills can slow down the run. They've not been a good team against the run this year. They're elite against the pass. That doesn't always do them a lot of good. What they do well is stop tight ends,
yeah,
which has been sort of a hot spot for the Ravens. They're getting by with a lot of these tight end routes. That's how they kind of smashed up the Patriots. That's how they smashed up the Texans. So they're smashing up everybody. I don't think they'll be able to do that against Buffalo, but I do worry that it can be a lot of Lamar Jackson and a lot of Mark Ingram runs up the middle that eat up this Bills defense.
Packers minus 13 against the Redskins.
I like the Redskins here. I think it's a low-scoring game. The new style of offense that's being played now in Washington, I think it leans to lower scoring games, which leads to not getting blown out. This is now the slowest team in the NFL, slower than the Chargers even. So I think that the Redskins will be as slow as possible, ball control, and the Packers don't have a great run defense. So the Redskins could have some long, drawn-out drives. All I need them to do is finish one or two of those. I think that they cover this thing.
Texans-Broncos, we've talked a lot about all week. Texans minus 9. My gut tells me that...
Just getting close to 10 this morning.
Yeah. It really makes me want to bet on the Broncos, especially since Texans coming off that Patriots game and with the Titans next week. But I have a sneaking suspicion that if the Texans get ahead early in this thing, they're going to run away and hide.
Yeah, the problem is for the Broncos, what's been the way to beat the Texans is to chuck the ball around the yard, right?
Yeah.
The Broncos can't do that. So that's
you got to be able to throw the ball to your backs and your tight ends and throw it downfield.
That's problematic. Also, Derek Wolfe being injured is a big deal for that defense.
Miller may not play.
I don't think Von Miller will play. So this is the reason I don't want to bet the Texans, this is a take a breath spot.
Yeah.
This is between the Patriots win, which is your biggest win of the year, and the Titans game, which could go a long way in deciding the division. So in such a letdown spot, I'm definitely not betting the Texans, but unless I see a flat 10, I'm not betting against them either.
Saints and 49ers, another really, really good game. Saints minus 2, which tells you they think the 49ers are a point better than the Saints because the Saints are at home.
Toughest call of the week for me, probably. I think I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think that the 49ers are going to be able to slow down Michael Thomas enough and make Drew Brees look elsewhere, which I don't know if that's – I mean, Michael Thomas is having an all-world season, so I don't know if that's really ideal for Drew Brees to have to find someone else. But I think if anybody can make him do that, it's going to be these 49ers. So I'll go Niners plus 2 here.
Yeah, I'm probably with you.
Although I don't want to bet it because – as I've said, I will not bet against the Saints anymore. I've learned my lesson.
But I'm really impressed. The 49ers finally sold me in a loss, believe it or not. The way they played last week on the road in tough conditions at Baltimore and damn near won that football game. I'm kind of with you. I'm staying away from it because betting against the Saints never gets me anywhere good. Browns minus 7 against the Bengals.
God, it's down to 7?
Yeah.
It was at 9 earlier. How about what's the total?
41.5.
I'll go under that.
Okay.
Gun to head, I'll probably take the Browns now.
Yeah, I would definitely. I think I'm definitely going to take the Browns. I think they're, what have we talked about them all year? They're a high variance team. They're an emotional team. When they get behind, then you know, they tend to get pounded. But when they get ahead of a team, they tend to run away and hide, too. I could see that happening here.
The other thing is, if you're the Bengals, you got your one win last
yeah.
week. I mean, you're not going to be winless. You'll probably still get the first draft pick. You're in a good spot.
Yeah. Congratulations. Falcons minus 3.5 at home against the Panthers.
Oh, the hook now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, definitely a pass now. I would have said Falcons at 3. And I would have hated myself for doing it. So Vegas probably just saved me some money by putting that half point up there. So it's a stay-away game for me totally.
Yeah, I can't bet the Falcons ever again. Every time I trust them, every time they burn me.
And it's hard. The variance on new coaches, it's an unknown. So
right.
I don't want to mess with that game.
Yeah, that because the Panthers could solve a bunch of problems right away and come out and play really well. So I got to stay away. Lions plus 12.5 against Viking.
I mean, I'm assuming this means no Matt Stafford. That's the only way that
is. Yeah, I think we pretty much can assume there's no Matt Stafford the rest of the year.
And I don't want to bet the Lions without Matt Stafford, so.
Can't give up 12.5 in a division.
No, it's a hard pass for me.
Dolphin plus 5.5 at Jet.
Man, this seems like a get right spot for the Jets, a buy low, sell high spot. Dolphins coming off another win. The problem is, Jamal Adams, I don't know if the Jets can stop Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, you're missing your best defensive player, and that makes me worry. So I don't really want to be a part of this game at all. There's a lot of these crap games this week. Like this one, the Chargers-Jags game, ugh.
But there's some good games, too.
There are, but like games like this, I don't really. I don't
feel the need.
I don't feel the need. No.
Buccaneers minus three against the Colts.
I like the Bucs. I think that the Bucs are kind of figuring something out offensively, especially, and I think the Colts are starting to really show some cracks. No T.Y. Hilton. They still don't have a deep threat, which would be great to have a deep threat against the Bucs, because that's certainly the way to beat them. But if they don't have that, I'm just going to say it's Bucs for me.
I do like the over in this game, 47.
I think Bucs overs is pretty much money in the bank, right?
Yeah, it has been lately. And if Winston throws five picks, well, three of those will probably lead to touchdowns for the Colts. So.
That's right.
And then Chargers-Jaguars, we mentioned briefly. Chargers minus – I can't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. I mean, I could not find an excuse to bet on either one of these teams.
I can't either. If I I mean, if we're in like a pool where you've got to pick a side, it's Chargers for me.
Yeah.
But I don't want anything to do with it.
I don't either. All right, we'll get to the last few games when we come back.
Guys, if you're ready to heat things up for Christmas, Pajamagram is a great way to do it. Go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How about the super warm, world-famous hoodie footie from our friends at Pajamagram? It's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold. The hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. And every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Great for me, because I can't package a gift. Which is like icing on the cake. You don't have to wrap a thing, guys. They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, so there's no risk. You want more? Pajamagram's celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy right now. So right now, you can save $10 on adult-size Hoodie Footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to pajamagram.com. Use the code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water.
I want you to stop talking and start drinking.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at 5 Under in Beaumont. College Street, come on out. A good crowd here. And a lot of the Beaumont regulars are here. Always good to see them. And this place is awesome. If you haven't come out and checked it out yet, you need to, especially if you live in the area. And if you don't live in the area, you're going to want a road trip over here.
Yeah, it's a good call by Chip to bring us to this spot.
Yeah, yeah. Chip is a useful mammal.
Yeah, he's all right.
All right, let's get to the rest of these games. We were at Chargers-Jaguars.
Yeah, that was our last one.
Okay, so Patriots minus three at home against the Chiefs.
I'll be honest. I was actually expecting to bet the Chiefs this week, and then this number pushed down to three, and now I think I'm on the Patriots. I just don't. I mean, I don't love it, but if I had to take a side at that number, it can't be the Chiefs. I don't trust their defense enough, and I don't think that, you know. What did I say? The way to beat the Patriots is to be able to run the ball. You cannot you can't just chuck it around on the Patriots. They won't allow it. The Chiefs aren't running the ball that well. So, to me, from a matchup standpoint, I like the Patriots. So it's Pats for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you are with the Ravens or the Falcons for many years. You're like, I just blindly take the Chiefs most times.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it here. I think.
Well, betting against Bill Belichick
is not a
long-term winning strategy.
Not only that, I just think that they've gotten a lot of, you know, really bad press this week off of what was not an embarrassing loss to go on the road against Deshaun Watson and lose that game.
Yep.
And historically, when the Patriots have something like that happens and everybody's like, oh, is Tom Brady done? They usually come out and do some serious damage. And I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen here. As much as I like the Chiefs, the fact that it's in Foxborough, I think it's a tough spot for Kansas City.
I'm with you.
So, all right. Steeler, minus two at Arizona.
I'd like three, but I like Arizona.
I do, too.
I think this is sort of another buy low, sell high spot. Steelers coming off a win. Still don't – I mean, I think Hodges is good. I think he's probably better than Mason Rudolph, but that doesn't mean that they're set at quarterback all of a sudden. I don't think they're going to chuck it around on the Cardinals. But the Cardinals, this is – my one concern is the Cardinals – Kyler Murray's not great under pressure, and the Steelers will get after you. So that's my biggest concern, but I think it's Cardinals or pass for me.
I'm in the same boat here. I think it's another buy a little bit low on the Cardinals after last week, the way they looked. I think that might have cost them a point or two on the spread. But I do think I would lean Cardinal, probably not playing it.
I'd play it hard at three.
I probably would too, yeah. Speaking of three, Titan minus three at Raider.
I like the Raiders here. I mean, getting a field goal, it just feels like a gift. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think that the Titans are built to do what the Chiefs just did to the Raiders, obviously. I think the Raiders may be getting some – the love has washed off, and people are kind of forgetting that they were pretty solid early in the season. I'm not letting a couple bad games make me think that they suddenly are just trash. I think it's a pretty decent team. The question is, if Josh Jacobs is out, I probably don't want anything to do with the Raiders. And he hasn't practiced yet this week. That worries me, but because I think he's really important to what they do on offense.
And the Sunday night game, Rams-Seahawks, now a pick 'em. Rams opened at plus three. I like the Rams here. They should have won that game in Seattle. I think they figured some stuff out, like, oh, by the way, you got to give the ball to Todd Gurley a lot. And we've talked about how lucky the Seahawks have been. I like the Rams here quite a bit.
I'm with you. It was the number that I think we were talking about it last week. I was like, when this Rams-Seahawks number comes out, I'm going to love the Rams. And then, of course, the Rams win like 100-0, and it kind of ruined the value on the number,
right.
I think. But I still like the Rams up to a pick 'em. I think that they're the side.
All right, and then the Monday night game, Eagle minus 9.5 against Giants.
Ugh.
Eli Manning probably returning to the fold.
What's the total?
45.5.
I'll go under.
Yeah.
That's going to be bad football.
It is. I kind of would lean Giant to cover, but I'm not. It's not a game I'm interested in.
If you show me a 10, I'll take the Giants. Otherwise, no thanks.
All right. Titan, you go on text line and ask, will Andy Ruiz still be unified champ by this time tomorrow?
My guess is no. Well, yes, this time.
This time tomorrow, yeah, he's still.
Well, that fight's in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so now that he's about right.
Yeah, it'll probably be about this time. No, I like Joshua to win. I think he, I don't know. And
you see Ruiz weighed in at 278 today?
No, 283.
Oh, 283, wow.
283. And he's got a professional prize fight tomorrow? I don't think that's good. I mean, I'm no expert on that, but I don't think that's good. Mm. Joshua looked trim, too. He, like, lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, he's down to – I can't remember what it was. He's down to 237. Yeah, Ruiz 283, Joshua 237. So, I'm with you. I think Joshua wins the fight. All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And did you see that the – and, I mean, this is – life is – a Tampa Bay Ray, that they traded Tommy Pham. Blake Snell was not happy. And, I mean, I get it. That team was really good last year. Came within a game of going to the ALCS, and you're doing your usual thing, sell off guys who are good players.
Yeah. I understand the frustration, but that's the way that team's always kind of operated.
We didn't talk.
It's sort of Oakland A's-ish.
Yeah, it really is. And we didn't talk about it yesterday, the Astros moving Jake Mariznick, which not really a surprise.
I know everybody was like, you should have traded Reddick instead. Well, there's about $10 million difference in moving those two guys, so it's a little easier to move Jake. My guess is Reddick gets moved or just – well, I doubt they'd cut him, but I, my guess is
– they're going to try to find somebody to take him.
And, you know, I what I was reading was the main beneficiary of this might be Miles Straw.
Yeah.
Which I'd love to see.
I would, too. I think, well, if you look at Kyle Tucker's probably going to replace Reddick this year. Yeah, and you need a and if you're going to say, all right, Miles Straw can be our Marisnyk, he's not going to be as good defensively, but he's good. He can get to a lot of balls.
Yeah.
And I think that guy deserves a chance to play more. So if he's your fourth outfielder, then I feel pretty good about your outfield.
I do, too.
If Tucker becomes the player you hope he's going to be, and by now it should happen, right? I mean, this should be the year. And he showed enough signs.
And hopefully Yordan doesn't regress too much. I would be surprised if he is better this year than he was last year.
Yeah, but as long you as would take the close to as good.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't regress too much, you're in good shape.
Because, yeah, if he does that over a full season, then he's going to put up ridiculous numbers.
Yep.
But I think they've made, you know, I'll be curious to see what they do. I know the pitching is the one thing that I'm a little concerned about. I mean, I think there's some little decisions that could be meaningful, like do you bring back Will Harris and Joe Smith and guys like that, or what do you do with your bullpen? And I still think that is a – it's not going to be a strength like it was last year with your rotation. I think they'll be fine, but, boy, Justin Verlander slows down just a little bit. Zach Greinke slows down just a little bit.
Yep.
I think Greinke's less likely because of the way he throws now. You could probably sustain that until he's 80.
Yeah.
But, you know, then it's just a bunch of question marks. You hope Lance McCullers is healthy. You hope Urquidy is actually not really Framber Valdez in disguise. And, you know, you're looking at, okay, what do we do with 3, 4, 5? So Reddick hit .275 all season and played great defense. Why would we replace him? Because he's getting paid a ridiculous amount of money for .275, and theoretically it's Kyle Tucker's turn.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that you've held on to, and you could shed salary, and theoretically you got a better player. But, you know, I don't know. I still don't know what Kyle Tucker is, but you've committed to this guy.
Yep.
So I think you kind of got to go with it. All righty, guys. I have to tell you about my bookie, and you heard us talk about all the college games. You heard us talk about the NFL games. You heard us talk about the fight. All of those available at mybookie.ag. And if you sign up today, if you're new, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And they've got some other great deposit options for you. Make sure you check out the one that's best for you. But use promo code RADIO to get that exclusive double your money offer. At mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. And they also, if you're already on MyBookie, check your email because they have great offers all the time. And sometimes it's a reload bonus. Sometimes it's a bonus based on an event that's going on. But they've got all kinds of great opportunities for you. And nobody pays out faster. That's the best thing about MyBookie. You win, you get paid. And I've been involved with so many websites where that's not the case. So get in the game right now. Just use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, live here at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. What is it, Barry, or Joel always says, 90 in the rear, 90 in the books, or 90 in
I think
the,
he says 90 in my rear, nine in the rear.
Nine yet to come?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not great at that.
I'm
sure it's something close to that.
Yeah. But, no, it's a really cool place if you're just driving around looking for something to do. Great place to watch games, too. I mean, they got a great bar here.
Just know, if you drive up on this place, you might think it's not open. I mean...
That's true.
It looks like a construction site.
Well, it is a construction site.
Because they're working on the outdoors. But inside here, it's finished and it's badass. So...
Yeah. And it's going to be really badass when they get the outdoor spot open, and hopefully we'll get back out here for that. But right now, I mean, they've got – you can get here and play golf, indoor golf, in air conditioning while you're drinking, indoor football, hockey, you name it. It's all good stuff.
And we call it arena football.
Okay, fair enough. But the games are awesome, and it's just if you're not a golfer, that's okay. They got plenty of other stuff you can play. So, I don't know if you saw this, but one more little baseball note. The Nationals owner came out today.
Out of the closet?
No, he's been out of the closet for a while. He said the team can't sign both Strasburg and Rendon.
Not a surprise.
Not really a surprise, no. But
I'll be honest. I assumed last season that Rendon was playing his last season with the Nationals. But I also assumed that they were going to re-sign Strasburg. So, and now Strasburg is apparently up in the air. So there's no guarantee they end up with either, right?
Yeah.
And that's worst case scenario. That's bad news.
Yeah, Rendon recently met with the Rangers. The Dodgers have also expressed interest. The Dodgers, that would be a boy. How sick is that lineup?
It's pretty wild.
I mean, it's good already. I think Strasburg, who has met with the Yankees, if Cole decides he wants to go to Anaheim, I could see the Yankees making the same kind of play for Strasburg.
I could, too. I could also see the Yankees trying to get Cole and Strasburg and realizing that having that dominant front end of the rotation, I mean, you can look back the last couple of years, all the teams that win, they've got dominant 1-2s.
Yep.
And it wouldn't shock me at all.
Boy, how big of a favorite would the Yankees be if they got the both of
those unreal.
Guys? Yeah,
but I do think that it may have been a shift in, you know, because it seemed like even a couple weeks ago it was like 75% Anaheim, 20% Yankees, 5% field. Now I'd say it's probably like
I think it's still 50-50. Between Yankees and Angels.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's like 5% field, maybe less than that field. Might be like, 48-48-2 or 47-47-4, but it's six. It's just not – I don't think anybody but them is going to sign him, but the Yankees have definitely made it clear, hey, we're not going to be outbid.
Right.
And I think all along, you know, this dude has said – he grew up a Yankees fan. He loves the Yankees. And I know his wife wants to be in California, but sometimes you tell a chick, hey, you know where else is nice? New York City. You'll be a big star there, honey. And, you know, that. Both of them are expensive places to live. I don't think, but I also think when you're in that kind of tax bracket, you're not worried about cost of living.
No, not really. I mean, you're not.
That's what I always laugh at when people are like, well, there's no state income tax. Why wouldn't they live in Texas? It's like, dude, once you start making the hundreds of millions. Like, nobody cares about, oh, I got to pay $2 million more. You're making hundreds of millions. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and plus in California and New York, you get better endorsement deals.
Yep.
You make up for that money. So, yeah, and, yeah, does it help? Sure.
Sure.
And there are some people where that matters.
And, if you're making, you know, veterans minimum or you're on your rookie deal, yeah, things like that do matter, certainly, but... Once you get into the hundreds of millions, you're not worried. You're not counting pennies. Garrett Cole's not going to be like, one penny here for income tax? No, I think he's going to be all right.
I have an update on the Peloton ad.
Okay.
The man who's the actor, his name is Sean Hunter, and he's an elementary school teacher.
Okay. How did he afford a Peloton on an elementary teacher salary?
Because he's an actor.
Then he's not an elementary teacher.
No, he really is an elementary teacher. He just he got a role in this commercial.
Okay, I'll allow
it. Like a 5-second role.
I'll allow it.
And guess what? He's getting all kinds of hatred for this commercial.
From his elementary students?
Well, just from people in general on social media, of course.
Has Peloton pulled that ad yet?
No. I saw it again today.
I guess
she said my name.
I guess it's like all pub is good pub, but
yeah,
that
we're
Peloton ad.
About it.
Yeah. But I can't imagine like you've got an ad that's like literally angering people that you'd want to run it for too long. You might want to be like, "Okay, we got some pub out of that thing. Now let's do something different."
Let's let this poor woman get on with her life.
A big fat guy buys it for himself and, you know, turns himself into a skinny guy. Not where like a size 2 turns herself into a size 0 over the course of 6 months.
Well, he was excited to get the opportunity, but he says, as I continue to reflect on the commercial, I consider these thoughts. Why are people creating so many additional narratives to the story? Am I allowed to view the commercial positively after receiving such negative feedback? If recognized on the street, what will people's first opinions be of me?
I can't even picture that guy's face.
I can't either. I would not recognize him on the street.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
And to be honest, he looks like every other handsome young actor that is a nameless, faceless, handsome young actor.
And everybody's acting like he's a bad guy. Let's go back to last year's big holiday commercial where the girl's like, "Hey, I got one for me, one for you." And it's like, I don't know if they were watches or what, but they were like raggedy-ass little gifts. And he's like, "Oh, come outside. I've got something too. One for me, one for you." And she runs over to the truck. And she's like, "I love it." And he's like, "Actually, that one's free. I love it. I guess I can do red. He just got like punked out and basically cucked. Like, what kind of man are you, bro? So.
Oh, they're showing that one again this year.
Yeah, it's still running. And that guy's just stopping all. She got him a crappy ass gift. He was thoughtful enough to try to get her a car. And she was so greedy that she took his truck. And nobody was mad about that. I'm mad about it. I'm not going to lie. I don't like that.
Yeah, I that one was a bad one.
So if you're going to be mad at Peloton guy, you need to be mad at Chevy girl.
All he did was buy her a Peloton in a nice way, suggested maybe she needed to lose some weight, and then sat on the couch and looked happy. That's what he did.
Yeah.
That was his whole acting gig. I would love to have that acting gig. I will take all the heat. If you give me that gig.
I don't even think he was saying, "Hey, you need to lose some weight." I think he was saying, "Hey, I love your body. I want you to keep it in shape forever." And that's the move. Like, that seems like a nice way to say it. Because, like I said, she's already fine. Like, that chick had her. She had a body when she got that Peloton. She's in good shape. If it was a great big fat girl. And the guy bought her a Peloton, would people like it better?
I would. I want to see her transform herself.
She's on that bike sweating.
She said
and
my
heat.
Name. Oh,
she's
yeah.
sweating
but,
and heaving.
Well, and she's got on the sweatpants and a hoodie, and she's going to town for the first 3 months.
Quit slowing down, Rebecca. Or what? I mean, there's a fat girl name.
Bertha. Let's go with Bertha.
Bertha. I always think Rebecca is kind of a fat girl name, but I don't know. Either way, that's neither here nor there. But if it were a big fat girl, people would be saying, "Oh, it's BS because this guy is trying to get this fat girl. She's proud of her body." Blah blah blah. There's no win if you're an exercise bike company. Come on.
I kind of like the.
I'm team husband in this.
I am too. I just think she's kind of an annoying. Yeah, I hear the music.
I mean, she's grateful.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, she should be.
But she's kind of pathetic with the whole, "Oh, 6 a.m. Oh, look, she said my name." It's kind of like, wow, really?
You know that chick was waking up early to work on that body anyway before she got that Peloton. She was going to a gym or something else.
Or a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Either one. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. ESPN975 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away $50 gift cards to El Tiempo at 550. Caller 5 to 713-780-3776. Wins a gift card to check out the extraordinary flavors of El Tiempo Cantina at any of their 9 Houston area locations. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Book your holiday party catering now. Head to eltiempocantina.com. Love me some El Tiempo. Probably going to head over to the one on Navigation and get some lunch tomorrow or Sunday because I haven't had Mexican in forever.
There you go.
So there.
That's a good spot.
832 says, understand owners not wanting to pay for a mediocre team, but baseball owners and front offices has gone full over dramatic about the tax and payroll work stoppage coming post 2021. Because they become more responsible.
I mean, it had gotten out of control. I don't blame owners for wanting to spend less.
No, and, you know, baseball players still do better than anybody when it comes to contracts.
Yeah.
I really don't think they have anything to bitch about here. Because all the stuff about, oh, look at the free agency last year. Well, guess what? Bryce Harper got his money.
Yep.
And the only guys who didn't were guys like Dallas Keuchel, who nobody wanted to overpay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's being responsible. So I don't think the owners have gone overboard at all, and I think that's a narrative that agents are out there pushing that's not really accurate. But just my humble opium. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to Florida where this happened yesterday. Well, because it's Florida, it's always going to be a little different. Like, say you have a high-speed chase. Most of the time, it's a car, a white Bronco. Well, it's a slow-speed chase, but usually it's a normal vehicle, right? Not usually a UPS truck. But this was a UPS truck that was stolen after a jewelry robbery. So the robbers stole the UPS truck and led Florida police on a high-speed chase. And it did not end well, in case you're curious.
I was.
The truck driver, a bystander, and both suspects were killed about 20 miles from the site of the robbery. They fled in the truck. They hijacked the UPS delivery truck. About 20 minutes later, they took the driver as a hostage, and they chased him until they stopped in one of the middle lanes of a busy roadway.
This is a sad gem of the day, Fred.
Kind of, but it's also Florida, right?
So. Normally, it's like kind of upbeat. It's funny. Like some bad guys took a hostage and got him murdered. Like, that sucks.
Okay, would you like something more uplifting?
Yes.
How about the most popular pet names for the year?
Okay.
Is that uplifting?
Okay.
All right. Fine. I'm sorry. I like car chases with UPS trucks and maybe
I don't like it when UPS drivers get murdered.
Well, it was an accident. The bad guy died too.
Yeah, but just because you can't
that
just
even
kill
things out.
No, that's not how justice works. You can't just kill a bunch of good guys to get the bad guy. It's not the Wild West, Fred. We've got rules.
That's what President Obama did.
No.
I'm just saying. All right, let's go to your most popular names for female dogs. I have never had any of my dogs named any of these names, but
I know
you've had number 10, Bailey.
I did, but that was a boy dog, unfortunately.
Sadie, number 9.
That's a stupid name.
Molly, number 8.
That also a stupid dog name.
Lola, number 7.
I've never liked that name, Lola.
That's only because of that song where Lola turns out to be a guy.
I like that song. Yeah. I don't like the name Lola, though.
Okay. Number six, Zoe.
Our neighbors have a dog named Zoe, and it is a bad dog. So I'm against Zoe, too.
Number five, Lily.
I don't get a lot of Lily dogs, I guess.
Number four,
I like Lily better than Lola.
Number four, Daisy.
Lola sounds like a hoe.
Yeah, she does.
And Daisy's a good...
A transvestite hoe.
Yeah, Daisy's a good dog name.
In fact, my neighbors have a Daisy. Number three, Lucy.
It's sort of old school, but okay.
Number two, Luna.
I don't like that.
No, that's kind of weird. That's like spaced out. Number one, Bella.
Bella?
Bella is your most popular female dog name.
That's... The worst is people who name their dogs Bella, but the dog's like really ugly. Like, people who have chihuahuas named Bella, I just want to be like, your dog's ugly. Why would you name it that? Or Precious?
Oh, I saw...
You're not Precious. That dog, like, you could literally find that dog in a box on the side of the road, you know?
I saw a pug named Precious, which kind of worked because it sort of reminded me of, you know, the chick from the movie.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's where it comes from,
okay.
Right?
Okay. I think the word Precious was around before that movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been there for a while.
I didn't know that word existed.
Let's go to the boy names.
Okay, number 10, Teddy.
Bad dog name.
Yeah. Number 9, Duke.
That's a good dog name. Maybe a little overused, but that's a solid name. That's a manly dog name.
Number 8, Bear.
That's a good name.
That's a real good name. I had a dog named Bear when I was growing up. Number 7, Jack.
Overused. I don't like that. Especially if you have a Jack Russell Terrier named
right,
Jack.
Yeah, that's
the laziest thing ever.
Cliche. Number 6, Milo.
You like that.
No, I don't like that. Whoa. Holy Toledo, what a dog. Number 5, Rocky.
Overused. I don't like Rocky.
Yeah. Number 4, Buddy.
I would like Rock, but not Rocky. My dad had a dog named Buddy.
Okay.
Buddy is, it seems lazy, but my dad, this is a tip for after this list, my dad's pretty lazy about naming his dogs. I'll tell you the childhood dog I had's name.
Okay, number 3, Cooper.
Cooper?
Yeah.
That sounds like his owner works on Wall Street. Like.
That's like if you're a frat boy, that's what you name your dog.
That's a basic white boy name,
yeah.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Why don't you just name him Braden or
Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter.
Number 2,
Charleston.
Well, that's close. Number 2,
Charlie.
Charlie.
Okay, yeah.
Number 1, Max.
Okay, yeah, Max is it's he's like when I was a kid, our dog's name was Dog. I mean, you talk about confusing for a kid. And, like, people would come over and they'd ask your dog's name, Dog. And it makes people think you don't really love your dog. Because it's like, oh, you're too lazy to give it a real name? But I don't know. It's a good name, Dog.
Meh.
There's worse names. Precious. Worse.
Yeah, I don't know. They have cat names, too, but nobody cares.
No, they're probably close to the same, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Jingles. I think most people like to, like, people in their minds think cats are really fancy, so they name them Mr. Something. I had a cat once, and my ex-girlfriend, it was named Beast, and my ex-girlfriend started calling him Mr. Beast. And told everyone that was his name. And I was like, it's not his name. It's not his name. His name was Beast. Beast is a good name for an animal. Mr. Beast, meh. I don't know. But people like to put Mr. on cat names because it makes them seem like they're some sort of higher being than they are. They're just cats. They're just like, they're just like dogs. Probably dumber. They can't do tricks. They won't go outside to poop. People are clamoring for cat names.
No, cats suck. I hate cats. I hate that I have a cat. So, no. I mean, the cat names are all pretty much similar. And, by the way, all of you bitching about the first gym, you can suck it. You guys are too sensitive, you little bitches.
Uh-oh.
No, seriously, if you're going to whine about that, come on.
I just told you it's a...
It was sad. Yeah, okay.
I didn't
fine.
Like that.
But it doesn't make me a horrible human being for reading that gym. It does make you guys a bunch of whiny little bitches for complaining about it. All right. Most popular names for female cats: Stella, Daisy, Sophie, Chloe, Nala, Lily, Kitty, Lucy, Bella, Luna.
Kitty.
Kitty.
I mean, I guess that's the move.
And most popular names for male cats: Jasper, Oscar, Loki, Simba, Jack, Max, Charlie, Milo, Leo, Oliver.
Oliver. All right. I'll allow it.
Cats still suck. So, yeah. All right. What do we have here? Ah, Whitmire's. Guys, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, go tour the distillery. And if you're not going to be able to make it out there, well, how about this? Why don't you go by any one of the liquor stores around the city and pick out that new rye bourbon blend. And, man, it is fantastic if you haven't had it yet. If you haven't booked your holiday party yet, still time to do it. Take your group out and do a barrel pick. And you can do it with your company, or if you want to do just a birthday party or something like that, you go out to the distillery, you taste several different whiskeys, and then you pick the one you like best. They bottle it for you right there out of the barrel. It is fun. We did it a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic, and it's a really unique way to do things, so go and check it out. 16711 Hollister in Houston. And you can book your tour at Whitmire's.com and try one of their great products. They've got a fantastic bar out there now. And all you have to do is go, and you can try everything there. And they make specialty drinks there as well. You can buy bottles while you're there, or you can just get them in the liquor store. Whitmire's is Houston's first distillery. They're Houston's best distillery. Whitmire's.com.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.